Chapter 11. Royal Slumber Party. We arrive back at the castle and go up the stairs to the trapdoor in the princess's bedroom. I pretend to be surprised, like I've never seen this trapdoor before. "It does come in handy," Twyla tells me as we emerge into the bedroom. "Wow," I say. "I bet." I think I hear Jonas snort under his cloak. I would nudge him if I knew exactly where he was. As the princesses take off their scuffed shoes, I watch Una hurry into the hallway outside the bedroom. She peers at the snoring prince with a smile, then glances back at her sisters. "He's still out cold," she says happily.
"Poor Prince Jean," Senna says. "Tonight was his last chance. I feel kind of bad for him."
"Me too," Franny says.
"Well, it wasn't very smart of him to tell us that mint chocolate chip ice cream was his favorite food earlier today," Fanny says. "We knew he'd gobble it up."
"With the sleeping potion mixed in,"
Eileen says. Terry frowns. I think Prince Jean is very smart. Smart? Then again, he didn't drink anything. Not a drop, just like he promised. But he should have known not to eat anything, too. Mint chocolate chip ice cream or not.
"He's cute, too," she says, and gets a dreamy look on her face.
Oh, yeah. He's her crush, all right. And maybe he likes her, too.
Jonah and I will explain the situation to the prince and let him know that we got the proof for him and that he should choose Terry to marry. And then our plan can go on as it should.
"I'm so excited that we're having a sleepover," Franny says as she and her sisters head into their closet to change.
"Yay for Abby the chef!"
I feel another wave of guilt. Not only did I lie to them about who I am, but I'll be getting them all in big trouble tomorrow. Their secret will be revealed. No more underground dance hall. No more fun. No more funky outfits. No more tapping for Twyla. No more chess for Ellie. I feel something pressing on my foot again. I look down and see nothing, so obviously it's Jonah.
"Ow," I whisper.
"Sorry," he whispers back. "I'm going to sleep in the blue bedroom again, okay?"
I don't love being apart from Jonah when we're inside a fairy tale, but I'm glad he has the cloak to keep him safe.
"Okay, be careful."
"Don't worry," he says.
"What could go wrong?"
"So many things.
You could lose the goblet."
"I won't," he promises.
"What else?"
"Someone could sit on you by accident."
He giggles.
"I'll be careful. Bye."
"Lock the door,"
I whisper, but I think he's already gone. The princesses come out of the closet, all wearing their pajamas. Thankfully, they didn't catch me talking to myself.
"Here's a pair of PJs for you," Ellie says, handing me a set. "I bet we're the same size, so you can wear one of my extras."
"Thank you," I say. Eileen drags an air mattress from the closet.
"Little help here, please," she calls out.
Her sisters all rush over to help blow up the mattress. When it's ready, they place it beside Twyla and Ellie's bunk bed. Fanny and Franny grab a fluffy pillow and a soft blanket. For me. How nice are they? So nice. I wish they'd stop being so nice. It's making me feel even guiltier. "Want a sleep mask?" Seema asks, holding out a pink satin mask. Senna holds out a small gold tube.
"And pear-scented beeswax lip balm?
And how about a pair of royal purple fuzzy sleeping socks?"
Tanya says, handing them to me.
"Yes. Yes, I do. I want it all. The royal treatment, the royal everything."
The princesses are all incredibly kind,
really, really kind. Not a penny among them. I sigh again. I think of Mary Rose, fading in and out, barely able to stay solid. Her power's so weak. For her sake, I have to do what I'm doing. I have to get that crown ruby. I just wish I could do it without getting anyone in trouble. Abby! Wake up! Abby! I feel someone nudging my shoulder. I open my eyes. I'm lying on my air mattress. It's still dark in here. Ellie's head is hanging over the side of her bottom bunk, her curly hair dangling on the rug. Abby, I have a huge favor to ask you.
A favor?
I can do a favor. That will help me feel less guilty.
What favor?
She glances around. The other princesses are still sleeping. Ellie looks back at me, lowering her voice.
I thought about what you said in the boat, she says, that I have to put myself out there, take risks, because that's how I'll achieve what I want, that it's about having fun and following my heart.
I smile. I'm really glad I was able to help.
So I'm going to participate in the chess tournament today, she announces.
Yay,
I say. But, she adds, I have a big problem. The tournament is the same time as the ballet recital. Our father expects to see all 12 of his princesses in the recital.
That is definitely a problem.
He'll freak out if one is missing, she adds, which is where the favor and you come in.
Me? I ask. How could I help? I mean, it's not like she'll ask me to fill in for her. I almost snort at the thought. Me, dancing ballet in a recital. After the incident?
Will you fill in for me? Ellie asks.
Blink, blink. You're kidding, right? I manage to sputter. Have you seen me dance?
Actually, I have. Last night. You're not terrible.
I tilt my head.
Oh, really? You have your own style. I would teach you the routine, and really, you just need to watch my sisters and copy them.
I don't know, Ellie, I begin, my stomach twisting. It was one thing to dance however I wanted at the DRP last night, but a ballet recital? In front of the entire kingdom? And surrounding kingdoms?
You're my only hope, Abby, Ellie adds. We're almost the same age. We both have curly brown hair. Your skin color is close to mine. We're the same height. You can pass for me.
It's true. We do kind of look alike.
I think about what I said to Ellie in the boat, about putting herself out there, taking a risk, finding out what she can achieve. Doesn't the same go for me?
Ah, why did I say all that? Now I have to take my own advice.
But also, I want to help Ellie. I owe her and her sisters that, since I'm about to ruin the rest of their lives.
I'll do it, I tell her. Her entire face lights up, and she reaches over to give me a hug.
Hurrah! Thank you so much, Abby. You're awesome.
Are you sure your father won't be able to tell that I'm not you? I ask.
He always sits in the back, so he won't even notice, Ellie says. He's more interested in the reaction of the audience anyway. As long as there are 12 dancing princesses, he's set. It's like he barely knows his own daughters.
She shrugs, looking sad. The king is the worst.
But, Ellie adds in a whisper, it has to be our secret. I don't want my sisters to know. It's not really fair for me to skip out on them. If I do get caught, it's better if they didn't know and didn't help me.
I totally understand, I say. It'll be our secret.
She frowns. I have one other problem, she adds.
I don't know how I'll get to the tournament by myself. I'm not strong enough to work the oars alone. Twyla and I always row together.
Oh!
I know who can help you row across the river.
Who?
She asks. My little brother, Jonah. She looks puzzled.
The one who works with me in the kitchen, I remind her. He'll help you.
I almost say he was good at the rowing machine in the gym, but that would give away too much.
Your family is the best, Ellie says.
Thanks, I say. All I can do is hope for the best, and that Jonah and I don't mess everything up.